What is going on, everybody? Welcome to a new episode of Phillies Today with Francisco Rojas. Got you on this Thursday. And, man, it's going to be a mixed bag, I think, of, I wouldn't say emotions, but sort of. Yeah, kind of a mixed bag of emotions on today's show because there's some sound I want you to hear from John Heyman on, yes, there's optimism about Bo Bichette, but I'm going to tell you, I'm not sure how optimistic I am about this. Also on the other side, there's Ranger Suarez. He signs with the Red Sox. Good for him. Gets his money. He was going to get his money this offseason considering the starting pitching market. 5 years, $130 million. And then also, Phil's on International Signing Day signed this kid, Francisco Renteria, to a $4 million, which reported a $4 million contract. And this kid looks like he's the real deal, man. He's scary. So we'll talk about him. Mixed bag of stuff today, but yeah, a lot I definitely want to get into on today's show. Starting with first, that the pitchers and catchers and full squad workout dates for all the Major League Baseball teams were announced within the last couple of days. And what we got for the Phils is pitchers and catchers' first workout will be Wednesday, February 11th, and then the first full squad first workout, will be Monday, February 16th. So we are less than a month away from P's and C's reporting for their first workout. So it's exciting, always exciting as we get closer and closer to baseball. And, you know, this time last year we were on a Eagles Super Bowl run, but now that we don't have the Eagles football, we are a little more excited for the Phils to come back. But also, you know, some of that excitement will rest on what the Phillies are going to do about this situation, about JT Realmuto or Bo Bichette. What's going to happen? First things first, I want you to hear John Heyman on MLB Network. He gave an update on, he mentions JT Realmuto here, and then he also mentions Bo Bichette, what the Phillies' interest could look like at this point. Take a listen.
What about Bo Bichette? Because last we heard it was right. They had a meeting with the Phillies right. And it went well, and then we kind of didn't hear anything after that.
Right. Yeah, it did go well. There's some moving parts there. They're going to have to make some room. They're going to have to figure it out. If they're going to do it.
Is it him or JT? Is that a thing?
I don't want to say that. I've heard that that's probable, that they probably have to go to a lesser catcher. They probably have to trade Bohm to make room for a Bo Bichette to be on the team. So there are some moving parts here, but they're not unmovable parts, right? I mean, Alec Bohm at $10.2 million, they can trade him. They could go for a lesser catcher, although I don't think they particularly want to, but they've been kind of in a stare down with JT Realmuto for quite a while right now. They've offered him a 3-year deal. Obviously, it's not exactly what he wants. I think he wants a little more. I don't know, maybe closer to $15 million. I'm not sure exactly where they are. But there are some moving parts here. Bo Bichette is a terrific hitter. He's the only hitter at over 300 on breaking balls, on changeups, and splits, and on fastballs last year. This guy is, and he's only 27 years old, which you don't see too many free agents. Obviously, all-time greats like Alex Rodriguez, Juan Soto, they were under 27, but it's rare to have a 27-year-old free agent. There are other teams, the Dodgers possible, the Red Sox maybe, Yankees, maybe his old Toronto team, but it feels like Philly, it seems like there's some momentum there to get it done and work it out.
So there's a couple of things there, right? So apparently, the Phils have offered JT Realmuto a 3-year deal, and it sounds like JT is either looking for more years or he's looking for higher AAV. Probably not both. I think he's either looking for to get that fourth year. I assume he's probably looking to get that fourth year. I don't think he's going to get that, but he's either looking for that fourth year or he's looking for higher AAV. And look, man, I just don't know right now. I don't know how much of this is really of this Bo Bichette. There's momentum to get a deal done here. I don't know how much of that is just for leverage for the Phils to still re-sign JT. I just read an article from MLB.com. I believe it was Paul Casella, but I'm not 100% sure. I apologize. But he mentioned that this was about, part of this was about, the Ranger Suarez thing. And someone asked the question of, never really seemed like the Phillies were going to bring Suarez back. And now we know for sure. Is there any chance they make a move to bolster their rotation, or is their focus on bringing back JT or adding another bat to the lineup? You know, and he mentions that reality is that of Philadelphia's free agent trio, priorities were re-signing Schwarber and then Real Muto. And in parentheses, it says, which they're still hoping to do. And gotta be honest, man. Then I heard Eric Kratz recently on Foul Territory, and he said the most likely scenario is that the Phil still re-sign JT and don't sign Bo Bichette. And that doesn't make me feel good, man. I've told you guys a bunch of times in the last month or two that I really wanted them to go after somebody like Bregman or Bichette and not bring back JT. And just be honest, man. Like, I don't know what my gut tells me. I think we would all love to have Bo Bichette. And hopefully I'm wrong where I am right now. I still would lean that they're like 60 to 65% somewhere in that range that JT is probably still coming back, because the catcher market, man, is just, it's not, there's not much of a market out there. And I just still think that they lean towards bringing somebody like JT back. Again, I hope I'm wrong, but it's just still where I lean right now. Right now, I'm leaning towards the Phillies bringing back JT Realmuto and not bringing back and not signing Bo Bichette. I would really, 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 really love if they just said, screw this, we're going to sign both. But it's probably not going to happen. I really would love for them to say, hey, JT, we'll give you 3 years and maybe a tiny bit of extra money, and hopefully he would take that. Ideally, we'd want two, but it's not happening. 3 years, and then sign Bo Bichette, say bye-bye to Alec Bohm, and, maybe have Bichette play third, however you want to do it. I really would love that. I really, really would love that, but I just really don't see it right now. I really don't. I'm sorry. My gut says they're going to bring back JT, and this is still all leverage to bring back JT, but I hope I'm wrong. There was also those reports out there, I think Ken Rosenthal said it, that he doesn't believe that any of that is true, that this is leverage to bring back JT. Maybe it's not. I don't know. I'm just telling you, from everything that's happened in the last like couple of days to a week, I still think my gut says they're bringing back JT, but I hope I'm wrong. Don't mean to bring anybody down, because I know 98% of us want Bo Bichette, including me. I'm just telling you, I'm not going to sit here and lie. I'm going to be honest. That's what I'm going to do. So that is the latest on Bo Bichette and with the JT thing. Wanted to talk about Ranger Suarez. Unfortunately, man, I mean, not unfortunately. Well, yes, unfortunately. Look, Ranger's a fan favorite here. He was, beloved because of obviously his personality and because of his results here as a starting pitcher and as a relief pitcher early on with the Phils and in the postseason. And he has, obviously, he's had unbelievable numbers in the postseason since he has been with the Phils. I mean, they're like historic numbers. He's got a 1.48 ERA in just over 42 innings, over a four-year span over the last 4 years. And Rangers just been, for his results and because, I mean, one of the coolest dudes we know, one of the coolest customers. I mean, it's been compared in the past, but it gives you that Cliff Lee type of vibes of where nothing phases Ranger. Like, it just like doesn't, it's like almost like, not that things don't matter to him out there. Like they do. Like, obviously, Ranger takes being a pitcher very seriously, but just the sort of, like, okay, gives up a homer, like, all right, whatever, we're back. Or ground ball hit to him, just takes his time, wipes his face with his sleeve first, and then throws it to first base. That type of thing. We all love Ranger. We all love Ranger. So, I mean, there was a very, very, very tiny chance he was going to come back to the Phillies, and yeah, he ends up signing with the Red Sox. 5 years, $130 million. And good for him. Good for him in a free agent market where he was one of the top names on the market. Now Framber Valdez still the biggest name left on the starting pitcher market. And Ranger gets his money, man. 5 years, $130 million. 5 years, $130 million. So good for Ranger. Go do your thing with Boston. And Boston actually has a pretty good rotation as it stands right now with Garrett Crochet at the top, with Ranger, with Sonny Gray, with Brian Bayo. Pretty good rotation for them. So Ranger joins a good rotation there in Boston, but also a team that doesn't really know what they're doing with their front office. Not saying it was a bad deal to sign Ranger, but not bringing back Bregman, not bringing in a big name like a Alonso or a Schwarber or anybody like that. It was kind of, I don't know, man. It's been a lot of funky stuff happening in Boston over the last couple of years. So I don't know, man. But we obviously, I think from all of us, we wish Ranger the best in Boston. And look, be honest, at the end of the day, I've said this on the pod this offseason. I didn't want them to bring back Ranger because I wanted them to prioritize making this offense better. Now, I would have loved to have brought back Ranger if they said, we're going to say, screw it, we're going to spend all the money that we want, and we're going to try to make our team as good as that it could possibly be. But that's obviously not realistic. So the money that I wanted them to use was to bring back Kyle Schwarber, was to, you know, go out and sign a Bregman or a Bichette, and even bring, you know, re-sign JT Realmuto and make the outfield better as well. And look, I mean, all that to say, I wanted them to just prioritize the offense. And I believe that was in the same article that I had mentioned that the Phillies are still hoping to retain JT. And, you know, I think it was the same article that mentions that the Phillies didn't re-sign Ranger because they wanted to prioritize the offense. Like, okay, now they'll go do that. Go do that and go sign a Bichette. Please go sign a Bichette. If you're really going to prioritize the offense, do it. So do it. But now that I'm just curious, now that, you know, Ranger's officially not coming back because it was Boston, how do you feel about the Phillies rotation now? Because I'll be honest, actually, as it stands right now, it's okay. It's okay. It's okay. It's good. It's good. I think as long as Zach Wheeler is on track to make a return sometime early in the season for the Phillies, I think that's like realistic to expect. I think there's been the opening day talk. I'm going to be cautiously careful. You know, I'm going to be cautious and careful about that. You never really know with this, you know, type of surgery and when he's going to come back. I think just being optimistic about it, I'm just going to be safe about it and say he comes back early in the season. Maybe not exactly at opening day, but, you know, some back sometime within the first month or two. And if that's the case, I will be happy with the rotation. If it's Wheeler, Sanchez, Lizardo, Nola, and then see what happens with either Andrew Painter and Taiwan Walker. If that's like your five plus another one, and there's some that with you know one of those guys either you go six man rotation or you go five, and one of those guys goes to the bullpen, or whichever. Either way, there that way you have a little bit of depth for the rotation, and it's a very good rotation there, because I think you'd have Wheeler, Sanchez, and Lizardo as your three-headed monster, and if Nola comes back, you almost even have a four-headed monster if Nola can bounce back and have a good season. Which honestly, like I think you look at Nola's career and you'd say, man, this guy has been so inconsistent literally year in and year out. He's due to have a really good season. He's due to have a good season. And it's not like he's super old. It's not like he's 39. He's 32. He's going to be 33 in June. So I'm looking at the rotation and I really like the rotation, what it could be if Wheeler comes back and he's able to, you know, be as cautious and careful as he can be about this injury and about this rehab process. I think Zach Wheeler coming back for this rotation is going to be extremely, extremely big, because I think right now it's a fairly good rotation depending on what we'll see with Aaron Nola. I mean, Taiwan Walker, I'm okay with him being like your five, but maybe as your four, I'm not loving that, but maybe with your top three if they're going their best. I mean, maybe we've been too spoiled by how good the Phillies rotation has been the last couple of years. Maybe that's also been a thing. I think that's not something we've necessarily had to worry about when it's come to, starting pitching. It really hasn't been something that we've had to worry about the last couple of years, and the Phillies have needed it because it's not like the offense has been like a top 3 to 5 offense in baseball, which we, they have been in the past. Maybe not the last couple of years, outside of a couple of players. After the whole Ranger going to the Red Sox, I'm happy that, happy for Ranger to get his money. I'm also happy that they didn't do that and not prioritize getting somebody like, we'll see what happens with Bichette and Real Muto. But, I think it was, and even them having talks with Bo Bichette, I think kind of shut the door too on them even bringing Ranger back. I mean, Matt Gelb reported in The Athletic like a month or two ago that they had shut the door on bringing Ranger back anyway. So, I mean, it's really, he wasn't coming back. And I think for the right reasons. I don't mean it in the negative way towards Ranger, but it's just how the team is constructed as it currently is, with their starting pitching being pretty good and with the depth. So, Ranger, good luck with Boston. It was amazing the years that Ranger Suarez has spent here with the Philadelphia Phillies. It was really special to have Ranger and him do what he's done here, especially closing out that NLCS to get to the World Series 4 years ago now. Time flies. It's insane. So moving on to a couple other things that the Phillies have done in the last few days. Phil's made a trade. Chase Shugart from the Pittsburgh Pirates. They traded a minor league infielder, Francisco Loretto, to the Pirates for Chase Shugart. Shugart looking like he can be somebody that the Phils can have as a depth piece for their bullpen. Never a bad idea to have depth for your bullpen. In 35 appearances last year for the Pirates, had a 3.40 ERA and 3.40 ERA and a 6.2 strikeout per nine, but had a pretty decent season for the Pirates and 45 innings of work. So Chase Shugart coming to the Phils, but also really exciting, man. This kid, Francisco Renteria, signs with the Phillies on International Signing Day for $4 million. He's the number 3 overall prospect in the international signing class for this year, number 3 overall prospect. He's 15, 6'3", 200. He's getting comparisons to former Philly great Bobby Abreu. I believe, I think that's who he was getting compared to. I was just reading an article on Renteria, and looks like he's getting... the comparisons to the former Philly. I mean, is Abreu a Philly great? I mean, look, Abreu was underrated, man. Abreu was awesome. I love Bobby Abreu, and metrics, all that stuff support that Abreu was way better than, or not way better, but much better than maybe he was really given credit for. Francisco Renteria, who he was in a home run derby with a couple of big names, a little while ago, and he did his thing, and that's really, I know it really on Philly's Twitter, it really got people going. So this kid's supposed to be really good. I mean, if he 6'3", 200 already at 15, that's pretty scary. So I'm excited to see what this kid can turn into. So Francisco Renteria signing with the Phillies for $4 million. It was official today. So looking forward to seeing what this kid's going to end up being. All right, now to close out the show, let's do a little bit of around Major League Baseball. So Nolan Arenado was traded to the Arizona Diamondbacks for Jack Martinez, someone who I believe was drafted last year out of the 8th round. And also the Cardinals will be sending $31 million. They will be eating $31 million of remaining $42 million on the contract, I believe. And, so Arenado It's going to be an Arizona Diamondback. So I think the Diamondbacks reportedly had some interest in Alex Bregman, and they don't get Bregman, and they ended up trading for Arenado. It's going to be interesting, man. I mean, Arenado hasn't really been the same guy the last couple of years. Early on in St. Louis, he looked like his, you know, his same self. I think in that 2022 season, he had 30 home runs and still end up, you know, finishing third in MVP voting and still won a Silver Slugger, Gold Glove, all that stuff. Like, Arenado still looked like, you know, the Arenado that he was in Colorado. I mean, you know, obviously maybe your numbers a little better, you know, home run numbers especially a little better in Colorado hitting in that ballpark. But Arenado, last couple of years you're looking at it and just not the same hitter. Just not the same hitter. So I'm not sure. I don't know how much I love the deal for Arizona. I don't know. You know, Arenado's 34 now. So we'll see. Nolan Arenado to the D-backs. Yankees traded four prospects for Ryan Weathers. So Yankees not going after a big name pitcher now because they're getting somebody like Ryan Weathers, going to take a chance on him. In respect to, you know, in some interest to the division, the NL East, Kyle Tucker has been offered a short-term deal by the Mets with the $50 million per season deal. There were some reports that there was a short-term deal somewhere around 130 to 100, 120, 130, somewhere around that by the Mets on a short-term deal. Not sure what exactly happens, man. It looks like the favorites for Tucker are either the Blue Jays, the Mets, or the Dodgers, I think, too. So Kyle Tucker offered a short-term deal by the Mets. Would not love that if Kyle Tucker went to the Mets. Mets haven't really done much. It really would make sense for the Mets to go get Kyle Tucker. I mean, they could use him in the outfield. They haven't, you know, they lost Alonso. They lost Edwin Diaz. It would make sense for them to make a splash like Tucker, but we'll see, man. I don't know how the Mets are operating, what they're trying to do at the moment. So good for the Phillies. That's all I'll say. Good for the Phils. And last thing, Clayton Kershaw announces he's going to play for Team USA in the World Baseball Classic. Also, Alex Bregman will as well. So you get Kershaw after he, retires as a Major League Baseball player, going out on top as a champion once again. And then Alex Bregman also, the new Chicago Cub, the newest Chicago Cub, will also be playing in the WBC. Okay, that will do it for today's episode. I want you to let me know on everything that you heard on today's show. I want to hear everything that you got on today's topics. John Heyman sound, Bichette, JT, what are you thinking? Are you still like really optimistic they're going to sign Bichette? Because I'm going to be honest, man. Right now, I'm still leaning towards re-sign JT. But we'll see. Maybe I'm going too back and forth on this, but that's just where I am right now at this moment. So follow me on Twitter @Rojas_media_, and I will talk to you guys soon.